Welcome to another episode of series Self-Reformation. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about one of the beautiful surah of Quran, Surah Zilzal. But prior to it, let's start with the blessing of Durood-e Pak. The last Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, whoever says, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu, 70 angels will write good deeds for him for 1,000 days. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Qur'an-e Pak, a beautiful book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a book that contains the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this book, there is a surah called Surah Zilzal. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Idha zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha. وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. This is a beautiful surah in the Holy Quran. His Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has narrated that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites Surah Zilzal, it is equal to the half of the Quran for him. Whoever recited Surah Kafirun, it is equal to the one-fourth of the Quran for him. And whoever recited Surah Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, it is equal to the one-third of the Qur'an for him. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Surah Zilzal. Surah Zilzal is Meccan, meaning it was revealed in Mecca before Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam migrated from Mecca to Medina. This surah is in the 30th chapter of the Holy Qur'an, and it is one of the smallest surahs in the Holy Qur'an. This surah has one ruku, 8 verses, and 35 words. These 35 words contain the words of wisdom, the words of advice. If we take this one advice and act upon it, the path of self-reformation becomes easy and achievable. One day, a person came to the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and humbly requested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, teach me a comprehensive surah of the Holy Quran. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam recited Surah Zilzal. When Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam finished reading the Surah Zilzal, he said, I swear by the one who has sent you as a true prophet, I will always be firm on it and I will not do more than this. After saying this, the person returned. On this, the last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said it twice. Man is successful. Man is successful. Sayyidina Zayd bin Aslam radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that one day a person came to the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam assigned a sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu to teach this new individual Quran. This sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu started teaching Surah Zilzal to this new individual. When he reached the seventh ayah, the seventh verse of Surah Zilzal, the new individual who was learning Quran, he said, this is enough for me. This Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I've only taught him 7 ayah and he's saying this is enough for me. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, Leave him. He has been given the understanding of deen. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this tells us that if a person understands and keeps these 35 words in mind and spends his life according to it, he will lead a successful life. Surah Zilzal teaches us about our responsibility. This surah teaches us that we as human beings are not born unconstrained. Each individual is responsible for every minute spent in this world. We perform any action, good or bad, big or small, it is being saved. Now, those who understand computer technology, the back end infrastructure that goes behind computer technology, social media, this invites us to actually ponder about our actions. Everything that we upload to social media, it gets saved and everybody else can view it until you delete it. Similarly, we are constantly uploading our amal, our actions, but we don't have the ability to delete it. In social media, once we upload something, we can delete it. But once our amal are uploaded into our book of deeds, there's no way of deleting it. However, if we upload a sin in our book of deeds, then there is a way to recompense it by sincerely seeking forgiveness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers of Madani channel, these emerging technologies, one of the examples could be an email, accessing data from anywhere, are a constant reminder that our actions are being saved and we are going to be accountable for it. Coming back to Surah Zilzal, it is telling us that we are responsible for our actions and accountable on the Day of Judgment. An insan, a human being, is not like an animal. He is responsible for every action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Zilzal, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, when the earth is shaken with its appointed tremor. This is talking about an earthquake. We all know what an earthquake is. Today, technology has advanced so much that we can measure the intensity, the magnitude of an earthquake through an instrument called Richter scale. According to science, if the intensity is between 3 and 3.9, you only feel the vibration of the earth. However, past that can be very dangerous. Around 7.9 and above, it is enough to destroy mountains and cities. On the morning of April 18, 1906, a massive earthquake shook one of the cities in USA. Though the earthquake lasted less than a minute, not even 60 seconds, its immediate impact were disastrous. The earthquake also ignited several fires around the city that burned for 3 days and destroyed nearly 500 city blocks. Merely one earthquake that didn't even last a whole minute. Despite a quick response from the city's largest military population, the city was devastated. The earthquake and fire killed an estimate 3,000 people and left half of the city, around 400,000 residents, homeless. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this was the impact of one earthquake, not even lasting one whole minute. An earthquake, the question is, what is an earthquake? The earthquake is a sudden movement or trembling of the earth's tectonic plates that creates the shake of the ground. This shaking can destroy buildings and break the earth's surface. According to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he says, there's a mountain whose roots are spread inside the earth. Whenever Allah Azza wa Jal orders for any particular place to have earthquake, that mountain moves its roots, which causes an earthquake. The thing to ponder is, the thing to wonder is, that this moving of a plate or moving of a root can cause so much destruction that humanity cannot control it. Instruments can measure it, but they cannot control it. Architects and builders are constructing buildings that are resistant to earthquake, but even that is very limited. If the earth was to break in the middle, like we discussed the definition, this building will not be able to survive. The essence is, no matter what, we cannot control the earthquake. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this intensity of worldly earthquake is so much that it destroys the cities. Can you imagine the intensity of a quake that is going to take place on the Day of Judgment? The quake of the Day of Judgment will cause so much destruction, then mountains will be destroyed. Not only cities will be impacted, the entire earth will be in the same condition. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, when the earth is shaken with its appointed tremor. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, chapter 17, Surah Hajj, ayat number 1 and 2, translation from Kanzul Iman, O people, fear your Lord. Indeed, the quake of the last day is a tremendous thing. In the second ayah, it says, on the day when you will witness it, every nursing mother will forget her nursling, and every pregnant one will discharge her burden. And you will see people as if they are drunk, whereas they will not be intoxicated. But the fact is that Allah's punishment is very severe. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this is telling us when this quake, this tremor is going to take place, nursing women will forget their nursing children's. Pregnant women will have miscarriages, children will become old, it will be an extremely chaotic situation. People will be calling each other. In the second ayah of this surah, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, translation from Kanzun Iman, and the earth throws out its burden. According to one of the saying, when the tremor of Qiyamah, when the tremor of the Day of Judgment is going to happen, it is going to be chaos everywhere. The earth will throw out on the surface all of gold and silver and treasure it has in its chest. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, the surface of the earth will be filled with gold, but no one will look at it. This is the gold that people run after. This is the wealth running after which people ruin their lives. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that the earth will emit gold, silver, and all the treasures. A murderer will look at it and say that I used to murder because of this wealth. A person who severs his ties with his relatives will say, this wealth is the reason I severed my ties with my relatives. A thief will say that this is the wealth I stole and my hands were cut. But they will all leave this wealth and no one will take it. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the third ayah of this surah says, وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَالَهَا, translation from Kanzul Iman, and man says, what has happened to it? People will be so surprised and shocked, they will say, what happened to the earth? Why is it shaking like this? Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, the non-believers who do not believe in the Day of Judgment, when the Day of Judgment will come, they will see the dead alive again. And they will say, what has happened to the earth? Meaning that we non-believers used to believe that the Day of Judgment will never come. It is stated in Surah Yasin, verse number 52, مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا, translation from Kanzul Iman, saying, O our misfortune, who has raised us from our sleep? Muslims who believed in the Day of Judgment will respond. Translation from Kanzul Iman, this is what the Most Gracious had promised. And the noble messengers had spoken the truth. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the ayah 4 and 5. يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّسُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Translation from Kanzun Iman. On that day, earth will narrate its news because your Lord sent a command to it. On the Day of Judgment, when every single person is present on that day, the earth that we walk on, the earth that we sleep on, the earth that we sit on, will narrate everything, will tell everything to Allah Azza wa Jal, informing who has done what. Question is, how will this happen? The earth doesn't have a mouth. It cannot talk. The earth doesn't have a tongue. It does not have a voice. How will this happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, the very next ayah, ayah number 5, بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا, because your Lord has commanded to it. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam read the ayah and then asked, do you know what this news is that the earth is going to inform? The companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum humbly stated, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam know best. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the earth will inform about the actions that were committed on its back. The earth will inform that on this day he did this action and on this day he did this action. the fourth Khalifa of Muslims, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had a habit that whenever he distributed the wealth from Baytul Mal, he used to offer salah and would address the walls and floors and say, "Be a witness that I collected and distributed the wealth rightfully." Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, since this earth will be a witness and speak of our actions, we should be very careful. We should make this earth as a witness that on the day of judgment, it will say about us that, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, he used to offer salah. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, he used to fast. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, he used to give charity in your path. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, he used to respect his parents and elders. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, he was humble. Ya Allah, he used to recite Kalima Sharif. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, he used to recite Durood-e-Pak in abundance. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, he used to do Istighfar and Zikrullah in abundance." We don't want the earth to inform to Allah Azza wa Jal that, "Oh Allah, he used to miss salah. Ya Allah, he used to missed fard fasting in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, he neglected the rights of his family and elders. Ya Allah, he used to deceive others. Ya Allah, he used to consume drugs and alcohol." We don't want the earth to be a witness of our bad actions. We want the earth to be a witness of our good actions, so that on the day of judgment, it can be our witness and we may achieve salvation. A pious saint by the name of Abul Malih rahmatullahi ta'ala, he had a habit that no matter what path he treaded on, no matter what path he would walk on, he would always do zikrullah. And if he would forget doing zikrullah on any path that he was walking on, he would go back on that path and would travel on that path again doing zikrullah, and would say that, "I want this piece of earth to be my witness on the day of judgment in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, "Be on guard with this earth. This is your reality. Whoever does a tiny bit of good deed or bad on the day of judgment, this earth will be a witness and inform Allah Azza wa Jal." Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in verse number 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Yawma idhin yasdurun nasu ashtatan liyuraw a'malahum." Translation from Kanzul Iman: on that day, men will return towards their Lord in different groups in order to be shown their deed. When people will rise back from the qabr on the day of judgment, everyone's condition is going to be different. Some will have faces darkened, some will be riding an animal, some will be shackled in chains and walking towards the ground of mahshar. And why? Because on that day, they will get to see their actions committed during their life in this world. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in the last two ayah of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى." Translation from Kanzul Iman: so whoever does a good deed equal to the weight of a minutest particle will see it, and whoever does an evil deed equal to the weight of the minutest particle will see it. My dear viewers of Madani channel, these are the verses that teach us our responsibility. Even if we commit a bad deed for a few seconds, it will be saved. It is our responsibility. We are liable for our own actions in our lives. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we are not born to waste our lives. We are not born to waste our time. We are Muslims and we don't have enough time. Our time should be spent in remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. Our lives should be spent in being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reading Durood-e-Pak, in doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, my dear viewers of Madani channel, our actions, our a'mal, are not hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single action, good or bad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power, has the ability to put in front of us on the day of judgment. Hakim Luqman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he advised his son, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Surah Luqman, verse number 16, translation from Kanzul Iman: "O my son, if the evil deed is equal to the weight of a mustard seed, and even if it is in a rock or in the heavens or wherever in the earth, Allah will bring it forth. Indeed, Allah knows all the minutest things, the all-aware." My dear viewers of Madani channel, any of our actions, no matter how big or small they are, they're not hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to reflect back on our lives and we need to look at the past and see what mistakes have we done, what sins we have committed, and seek true repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and move forward with it. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it is time to make a change. What's in the past is in the past. We cannot go back and change it. But we can do one thing about our past. We can seek forgiveness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We can truly repent in the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Scholars say that the doors of forgiveness are open until the sun rises from the west. We need to stop giving false hope to ourselves that we will change tomorrow. We do not have a guarantee if we're going to live next year. We do not have a guarantee if we're going to live next month. We do not have a guarantee if we're going to live next week. We do not have a guarantee if we're going to be living next day. We do not have a guarantee if we're going to be able to see tomorrow. We do not have a guarantee if we're going to see another hour. Yet, we do not have a guarantee that we are going to see another second. Then why these false hopes? So why can we make the use of the second now that we have in our lives and seek true repentance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla? That from now on, I will commit good deeds so that I can be successful in the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala on the day of judgment. My dear viewers of Madani channel, one of the simplest yet very powerful deed that can make us successful in the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the recitation of Durood-e-Pak. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, if you want Allah Azza wa Jal to be pleased with you when you're present in His court, then read Durood upon me in abundance. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this will lead us to success in the hereafter. This recitation of Durood will lead us to self-reformation. This recitation of Durood will lead us to success in this dunya and the Akhirah. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgive us without accountability. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala make us successful on the Day of Judgment. And may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala be pleased with us when we are present in His court on the Day of Judgment. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, reform my heart, take my hand.